I can confirm that the police approached our provincial executive in Manicaland late last week and advised them that Saturday, the 25th of June, was no longer suitable for the holding of our demonstration because ZANU-PF had earlier booked or earlier notified the police that they have an event in the city of Mutare. We know that this is just one of the usual ploys, tactics that are used by the ZANU-PF regime to try to frustrate us, to try to discourage us, to try to break our spirit. But we have been in the game long enough. We are ready to go. And I can confirm that we are indeed going to proceed with our demonstration on Thursday, June the 23rd, in the beautiful city of Mutare.
Thursday is a midweek day. Do you see many people joining your march?
Of course, Jonga. Look, how many people are formally employed in Zimbabwe at the moment? Very few. The majority of people who are of employable age are actually self-employed. They're either vendors, they're either cross-border vendors, or they're just doing their own thing. So just like we did a very successful demonstration in Harare during the midweek, where thousands of people turned up, we are pretty confident that come this Thursday in Mutare, we are going to have no less than 10,000 people descending in the city of Mutare.
Has this sudden change of deaths affected your plans in any way?
Not exactly, because we knew that we were dealing with a very wily creature in the form of the ZANU-PF regime. We are ready.